Well, a 4-2 Missions lead as we head to the bottom of inning three. Zach Brown, 49 pitches in two innings. Gave up a couple of runs in the first, and then stranded a pair. Left runners at second and third last inning, and Roberto Ramos, who walked his first time up, will lead off here. First pitch to the left-hander is outside, and it's 1-0. Ramos, a career-high 86 runs batted in this year. As Brown's pitch, broken bat, fly ball center. Taylor is there, though, moving to his right a step or two, and he'll put that away for the first out. And Ramos will put that bat away forever. Could hear that from up here.
Now batting for your Stokes, third baseman, number seven, Josh Fuente.
So here is Josh Fuentes, who struck out looking in his first at-bat. Hey, look at Fuentes, as I mentioned. He was the PCL MVP and Rookie of the Year last year, the cousin of Nolan Arenado. And this is a guy who was not drafted. He signed with Colorado as an undrafted free agent as he takes a strike on one. And he has kind of carved out his own identity over the last 2 years. He had 307 in AA 2 years ago as he fouls this to the right, and it's 0-2. And then had that big year with Albuquerque last year. Mid and postseason All-Star, League MVP, League Rookie of the Year, and he was the MVP of the AAA All-Star game last year. Brown delivers 0-2 and a bouncer hit to third. That is fair. Over by the line is Urseg. Low throw, but Freitas reaching down to glove it. So two up and two down. It's two innings in a row. Brown has retired the first two. And now Drew Weeks got an RBI fielder's choice on a botched double play in the first inning. Well, let's see. El Paso is batting in the bottom of the ninth at home against Round Rock. They've scored two, but they trail 12-7 to the Express. Big swing and a miss by Weeks. He came unglued on that. So Round Rock, and let's see. Well, there's one out in the inning, it looks like, with two runners on, but the Express, who have won five in a row going into play. Weeks takes outside from Brown, one ball and a strike, with the Missions up 4-2 here. And again, the Express just a game and a half back of the Missions. That is the closest Round Rock has been to San Antonio since the morning of July the 5th, when they were a half game out of first. 1-1 on the way, swung on and fouled at the plate. That time Weeks looked a little bit early on that breaking ball. 1-2 on Drew. Last night, the second time in his career that he's had three extra base hits in a game. And he's been doing this professionally since 2014. So yeah, El Paso just got another run, folks. It's now 12-8. With two on and one out in the ninth. Brown's pitch downstairs, and they'll put a new ball in play. 2-2 the count. Nobody on, two outs, third inning. But if Round Rock does hold on, the Missions would need to win here tonight, or they'd be a half game up. And a high fastball is fouled back by Weeks. Schedule a little bit tougher on the Missions because beginning with this road trip, the Missions had 26 games left and 19 of those on the road. They've been a pretty decent road team, but they have been very, very good at home this year. Round back 2-2 and a tapper hit behind the plate foul, so Weeks stays alive here. Fastball down at 93. Second baseman Tyler Saladino is just to the left of second base, the left as we see it. So they play the shift on Weeks, and Brown's pitch is down and away. So a 3-2 count. Zach walked two in the first inning. He hit a batter last inning, and now he's 3-2 on Weeks with Cuevas on deck. This would be his fourth three-ball count tonight. And a line drive over third. That's a base hit down into the left field corner. On his way to second is Weeks. That'll be his 17th double of the year. He has really been on fire, hitting much better and hitting for a lot more power since the All-Star break. And the last 2 weeks in particular, he's enjoyed his hottest stretch of hitting for the entire year. So a runner at second. Noel Cuevas fly to center fielder Tyrone Taylor in the first inning. Will now step in looking for a two-out RBI. Cuevas has knocked in 21. First pitch to him is low, and the count is 1-0. But he has missed a significant amount of time this year on both the Major League and the Albuquerque injured list. A left quad injury suffered while he was with the Rockies in April put him out for a little over a month, and then he had a foot injury. Missed almost all of June as he swings through a fastball, and it's now 1-1. Noel last year played in 75 games in two different stints with Colorado. Hit a go-ahead three-run home run in an early July game in Seattle off James Paxton to help the Rockies win. Brown delivers and a tapper to third. Ursaic charging. This will be a tough play. Bare hands throws, and it's not in time. That's just a good old-fashioned infield hit. That was a nice play by Ursaic, who came in and barehanded that ball on the run, but his throw was just not in time. So an infield hit for Cuevas extends the inning, and now it's first and third for Dom Nunez. Dom just so happens to hail from the same high school that David Freitas attended, Elk Grove. He's from Elk Grove, California, up there in the Sacramento area. This past spring was the fourth year in a row that Nunez was invited to big league camp as a non-roster invitee. He was initially an infielder and transitioned to catching in his second year as a pro when he was playing for Grand Junction in the Pioneer League. Spent last year with Hartford in the Eastern League as Brown's pitch. That's in there at the knees for a strike. Nunez will back out of the box for a moment. 0-1 the count. Dom came in hitting 243. He's got 15 home runs this year. That would be a career high. And a drive to right field. He got all of that one. It is way gone. Dom Nunez hit that thing to the top of the berm in right field. There was no doubt about it when it left the bat. That is the 12th home run that Zach Brown has allowed, and all of a sudden, the Missions trail 5-4. Home run number 16 for Dom Nunez. And now the starting pitcher, Tim Melville, coming up. So three two-out runs here in the inning after the Isotopes scored 6 2-out runs in the sixth last night off Trey Schupak. Melville takes a strike. And the double, the little chop infield hit, and the three-run homer as Melville takes a strike, and it's 0-2. You know, if you look at the Mission's pitching on the road, they have the second-best road ERA in the league. As Melville taps to third, that might be trouble. Ursaic, bare hand pickup throw, and the ball gets away, but it hits the sidewall, and Nate Orff will come in to get it. Melville's aboard with another infield hit. Two hits almost of identical proportions. Little bouncers to Ursaic at third. Threw the ball away. I'm not sure if he was able to make a good throw. If he would have gotten to Melville, he might have, but that would have been an awfully good play, and he made it. Four consecutive two-out hits now, two of them staying in the infield, and here is Elliott Soto.
Now batting shortstop, number three, Elliott Soto.
it was only last year where the Brewers AAA club had to play in an environment like this, Colorado Springs, as a fastball gets the inside corner to Soto, who has singled and been hit. He's batting for the third time in three innings tonight. I know Al LaBeouf, the Mission hitting coach, who was the hitting coach at Colorado Springs 2 years ago, was telling me today as Soto swings and misses, and that was a great off-speed pitch there, 0-2. He said that Brewers general manager David Stearns told the Colorado Springs pitchers heading into the 2017 season, he said, look, here's the deal. I don't care what your earned run average is. And Al LaBeouf said they actually went out and pitched well that year. Pitch is in the dirt, and it's now 1-2 on Soto. You almost have to forget when you play half your games in a park like this, and then you add in some of the other parks that are in the Pacific Conference that are similar to this, where the ball flies. As a pitcher, you just really have to try to block that out and pretend that earned run average does not exist, because everything's blown out of proportion. 1-2 pitch, outside and low, 2-2. That was the 74th pitch that Zach Brown has had to throw tonight, so he is going to be in for a very short outing. That's a lot of pitches that he's been made to throw. There is no action yet in the bullpen. Brown in his third inning of work. Command has not quite been what it was in his last start, and he's had to work some deeper counts tonight, trailing 5-4 as he delivers home. Big swing and a miss. Elliott Soto strikes out, and he got, I think, Nottingham a little bit on the backswing. Bends down to check on Jacob, who then pops up and walks off the field. I don't know if that, I think Nottingham kind of shaking his left hand. So I think the backswing hit him on the catcher's mitt. Well, the inning's over. Soto coming out of his cleats trying to hit that pitch. But the damage is done. Dom Nunez with a big fly, a long three-run homer. And the Topes have gone in front. It is 5-4 Albuquerque at the end of three.